Isn't that most of the job you're getting patients' name is? Cheryl Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N, Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, date of birth is 7/26. 1949, date of service is... Miss Watson is a very pleasant 72-year-old female who presented to the emergency room with complaints of weakness, also complaints of several falls. She complained of lower extremity weakness as well as swelling. Miss Watson has history of COPD, history of pulmonary embolism, pulmonary hypertension, history of bilateral PE, status post-thrombectomy, chronic lymphedema, hyperlipidemia. Was admitted to the hospital. Her blood pressure was low. She developed hypoxia. X-ray of her foot. Soft tissue swelling was seen. Mild osteoarthritis. Prominent plantar calcaneal spur. No acute cardiopulmonary process on the chest X-ray. She also had CT scan of the head and cervical spine, showed no acute cervical spine fracture. She was felt to be in shock, was given IV fluid. She was started on IV antibiotics. Also felt to have a cellulitis of the right lower extremity. Venous Dopplers were done to rule out a DVT. She also was found to have sacral decubitus ulcer. Patient was admitted to the Veloz and Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she didn't have any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation. She does complaints of weakness. She didn't have any blurring of vision, no nausea, no vomiting. She has any diarrhea, no fever, or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma, anxiety, COPD, depression, pulmonary embolism, pulmonary hypertension, chronic lymphedema, past surgical history has been significant for left meniscectomy and thrombectomy. Social history, smoking quit 25-30 years ago. Alcohol, none, no other drugs. Allergies to clindamycin, penicillin, adhesive tape, codeine, dog dander, shellfish, and iodine. Current medications. Include albuterol inhaler, aspirin, atorvastatin, Keflex, cholecalciferol, cyanocobalamin, Eliquis, ferrosulfate, Flonase nasal spray, furosemide, hydroxyzine, montelukast, omeprazole, sertraline, Spiriva, and Tylenol. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. There is any heaviness or pressure sensation. In the history of CAD, she does have a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any complaints of cough, she denies any shortness of breath, she denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma / COPD, also history of bilateral pulmonary embolism and pulmonary hypertension. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, she denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she doesn't complain of generalized weakness, no focal weakness, no history of seizures, no history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 98.6. Pulse 69 per minute, respiration 16 per minute, blood pressure 90/56. HENT examination was normal. Pupils weakly round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart rhythmus 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Extremities. Chronic edema, chronic skin changes, both lower extremities, neurological exam, patient awake, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next. Next, cellulitis. Next, chronic lower extremity edema. Next, sacral decubitus ulcers. Next, history of fall. Next, bilateral pulmonary embolism. Next, chronic anemia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of mood disorder. Next, depression. Next, COPD / asthma. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, chronic anemia. Transplant patient is admitted to the below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will check routine labs. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. Will monitor her progress. Will also consult wound care for her sacral decubitus. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office period. Next patient is Karen Wilcoxon, Wilcoxon, Karen, Karen. Date of birth is 8/31/1943. Date of service is 5/16/2022. Ms. Wilcoxon is a very pleasant 78-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, thoracic aortic aneurysm, with residual intramural hematoma, moderate COPD, chronic obesity, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital with complaints of shortness of breath. She was having exertional dyspnea, was limiting her activity. Secondary to the trouble breathing. She was seen in the emergency room. She had troponins, which were negative. Labs were unremarkable. Chest X-ray showed bibasal retilactasis / scarring. Pulmonary interstitial edema was present. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Was continuing other medications. Was being monitored. She was subsequently doing patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and administered below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath, she denies any palpitations, she denies any nausea or vomiting, she denies any diarrhea or fever or chills. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for anemia, anxiety, congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, iron deficiency anemia. Past surgical history has been significant for femoral artery bypass graft surgery. Social history, smoking. Quit long time ago, alcohol none. Allergies to Levaquin, morphine. Current medications include Tylenol, Advair Diskus, Albuterol inhaler, aspirin, Bisoprolol, Diazepam, Escitalopram, Ferrosulfate, Labetalol, Multivitamin, Nitroglycerin Sublingual, Protonix, Rosuvastatin. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, she does have history of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. History of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, she does have history of asthma / COPD. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no superficial acidity. Denies any urinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, temperature 98.1, pulse 65 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 153 over 74, oxygen saturation was 99%. HENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, exertional dyspnea, next history of fall, next generalized weakness, next coronary artery disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next peripheral arterial disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next depression and anxiety, next GERD, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient is made to well below the towel, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, check routine labs, will monitor her progress, will follow up on a workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Darlene Bohn, B-O-H-N, Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, date of birth is 11-18-1929, date of service 5-16-2022. Miss Bohn is a very pleasant 92-year-old female. Is admitted to the hospital for under hospice care. She has been complaining of some pain in her shoulders, as well as other joints. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for Alzheimer's dementia. Breast cancer, bowel obstruction, osteoarthritis of the knees, hand. Her surgical history has been significant for bilateral total knee arthroplasty, ORIF left humerus, right hip arthroplasty with intramedullary rod placement, left mastectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, no other drugs. Allergies to sulfur. Current medications include Tylenol, Ativan, Dilaudid, Dalcolax suppositories, Leflin, Senaplast, system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. She does have history of congestive heart failure, denies any pain with deep inspiration, does have history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does have history of asthma / COPD. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does complaints of generalized weakness, denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 97.8. Oxygen saturation was 97%. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid pain, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball counts were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. History of breast cancer, next Alzheimer's dementia, next generalized weakness, next bowel obstruction, next history of osteoarthritis of the both the knees, also history of osteoarthritis of the hip, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant patient admit to the Willows at Howell with hospice care. We'll continue current medications. We'll try to keep her comfortable, continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Baxter, Baxter, date of birth. Thomas, Thomas, date of birth is 8/22/1928. Date of service. Mr. Baxter. Mr. Baxter, is it very pleasant? And the 3-year-old male was initially admitted to the hospital. Because of a fall, was diagnosed with right hip fracture. It was an unwitnessed fall. His troponins were elevated. Also, there was some acute and chronic kidney disease. Patient was underwent the surgery, was having significant pain, subsequently developed mental status changes and confusion. Developed metabolic encephalopathy, was being treated. Subsequently, family decided to keep him under hospice. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for hospice care. At the present time, she is non-communicative, lethargic. Family did not want any further workup, wanted to keep him comfortable. Hospice was consulted, he was falling from the hospital. He denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, there had any palpitations, there had any nausea, no vomiting, there had any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, history of fall, history of coronary artery disease, next degenerative joint disease. Next history of atrial fibrillation. Surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking, unknown. Review of system, patient unable to give any information. History of fall, history of... coronary atherosclerosis and history of atrial fibrillation. Current medications, reviewed and as documented in EHR, physical examination, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and active to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, poor inspiratory effort, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bulk sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, generalized debility, next history of fall, next right hip fracture, next hypertension, next non-ST elevation MI, next advanced dementia, next deconditioning. Treatment plan, patient admit to the below the towel under hospice care, will try to keep him comfortable, continue current medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elaine Skomek. Elaine Skomek, S-K-O-M-A-C, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is 10-15-1937. Date of service is 5-16-2022. Ms. Skomek is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She was recently sent to the hospital after she was lethargic, was profusely sweaty, was not feeling well. She was admitted to the hospital, was diagnosed with She did develop also pneumonia, needed nebulized breathing treatment and oxygen. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She denies any other symptoms. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, next dementia, next depression, next diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next pulmonary embolism, next history of hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD, next chronic kidney disease. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, and she does have history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Genitourinary, she does have history of incontinence, history of metabolic encephalopathy. Logical patient with history of dementia, no focal weakness in the arms or legs, complaints of generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, history of back pain, all of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Physical examination. Temperature 98.6. Pulse 61 per minute, respiration 16, blood pressure 148 over 84, blood sugar was 215, oxygen saturation was 97%, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression. Physical examination, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and active to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, systolic murmur, grade 2 slash 6 left border was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, poor inspiratory effort, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next influenza A, next viral pneumonia, next chronic kidney disease, next chronic anemia, next atrial fibrillation, next DJD. Transplant, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. We'll check routine labs. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period.